Hi, GWA Backstage. It's Moon. I had plans today and they got canceled. So I decided I'm going to do a questionnaire because I haven't done a questionnaire in a really long time. And I was looking through the list and I found Helen Bok's Retro Gaming Questionnaire. So this is how I'm going to be spending my day because I think I'm coming up with a cold. You can probably hear it. So I'm going to take it easy and answer this questionnaire for you guys because why not? So, since this is a retro quote unquote questionnaire, I gotta think. I'm gonna try and think like before, like year 2000 and earlier. That's what I'm gonna be thinking about to answer this. So, if I answer anything more modernized or recent, I apologize. But this should be pretty easy for me because I love like old school games. Okay, so I'm gonna have fun with this. So, the very first question is, what's your favorite all-time favorite first level of a game? And this is kind of hard because I've never really thought of that. But two levels come to mind, like tied together as far as my favorites go. The first one is Final Fantasy Tactics, and pretty much the first levels pretty much starts off at a monastery where you're protecting the princess. You end up getting raided by these knights. You fight the knights, and at the end of it all, the princess gets kidnapped. So, and there's no tutorial, you're just thrown right into it. You have a option at like the beginning at the start menu to take a tutorial of the game, but if you don't take the tutorial, they just throw you right in it. Nothing. You're just going in blind, figure it out yourself. And so it's a pretty quick transition between that scene, the fight, and then the next scene that leads into the main plot of the game. And at the time when I was like 6 years old, I thought that was pretty sweet. And the other first level that comes to mind is the beginning of Brave Fencer Musashi, where you're pretty much just summoning this warrior from another world, like abruptly. He didn't know what was going on. You just force him to just go on this mission to pick up this legendary sword so you can help rescue villagers and the princess. So you're going through this thing, you're going up an evil tower, you get the sword, you gotta run from this ginormous boulder head, and then you find out the princess gets kidnapped, and you gotta fight this fucking steam knight big thing. And through all that happens just so abruptly. Like Musashi's like, what the fuck? I was like taking a nap or wanking off or whatever first, and you just force me to go on this mission to protect the town just like that. So it's a pretty hilarious intro, in my opinion, and it probably takes maybe 30 minutes tops to get through their first scene and the first boss fight before you get into the main story. So that's probably those two games tie together as far as first favorite level go. Brave Fencer Musashi or Final Fantasy Tactics. I'm gonna try and not ramble as much as I can, but since this is a really fun topic for me, I could talk about this all day, but I'll try to keep it as short and sweet as I possibly can, which we know probably won't happen. So, second question. Fuck, marry, kill Sony, Sega, and Nintendo. Actually, in that exact order, I would fuck Sony, I would marry Sega, and I would kill Nintendo. And I'm sorry because I know a lot of hardcore Nintendo fans. Me, myself, I never got into Nintendo that deep. Yes, I played Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64. They were all fun for a moment when I was a kid, but growing up, I just kind of grew out of it. I became more of a PlayStation, Sega, Sony chick, you know? And the only Nintendo console I have at the moment is the Nintendo Wii, and I haven't touched it in like at least a decade. Like, not since I was 15, 16, I don't know. But yeah, definitely Sony Sega girl. And I think that answers that pretty spot on. Cartridges or discs? Why? Discs? Mainly because I don't presently have a console that uses cartridges. I do have one. I have one at my old grandparents' place. It was the Sega Pico, which I'm sure a lot of people have not heard of that console in a very long time, if at all. Usually I gotta explain what a Pico is when I bring it up, but I have one and those had cartridges. And even though it was mainly a console like meant for like children or toddlers, that was pretty cool. And somehow at this day and age, it still works. It's just packed up in a box and I have yet to go and pick it up and bring it back to my place. So yeah, everything I have just takes discs. So I'm answering this primarily due to convenience. I just don't have anything that has a cart that uses cartridges. They all either died or they're at my old place and I have yet to go get them. So, okay, so who slash what is your favorite boss of all time and favorite final boss, if they are different, otherwise disregard. So as far as my favorite, like, normal, not final boss goes, I wonder if I can, like, choose multiples as one answer because they're all linked to one main antagonist. And those are the parts of Valmar from Grandia 2. You know, so if you played it, you know you're fighting the main boss in like parts as you go through the story. So there's like the tongue of Valmar, you meet the wings of Valmar, you meet the body of Valmar, the claw of Valmar, etc., etc. So all of those bosses I thought were really fucking sweet. It's like they're the normal, like usual bosses that kind of just fill space in between each major plot in the game. But then when you know you're about to fight a Valmar boss, you know it's on. It's like, 'cause those bosses are serious and I enjoyed every single fight with them as I went through the game before I beat it. So those are my favorite bosses and my favorite final boss. Definitely Zophar. Zophar? Yeah, Zophar from Lunar 2, Eternal Blue. Simply because he's a fucking badass and he's like so intimidating and powerful throughout the game as you learn. And then the actual final fight with him, because you know, JRPG, it's like multiple rounds with the final boss. He's pretty hard to beat. He's very challenging, and I feel like that's a trend with most of the Lunar franchise. But with Zophar, it's like I don't know how many times I had a freaking retry the fights with him until I finally beat him for the first time in like a span of 2 months. And then initially when I first got through like the main fight, and then you think it's all over, but then you realize there's just one more fight to go through, and it's kind of like a mini fight, but once you realize there's one more, you're just like, are you fucking serious? After all that, you want me to keep fighting? Can we just end this? And so it's the main thing about it is that the fight is pretty tough because you don't have Lucia, you know, who's like a very powerful like ally in the game, which you would know if you played the game. Like she's a wonderful asset to the party, and she almost kind of spoils it. Like you don't want to fight anymore once she's in there because you know she's gonna kick ass. But I feel like she would have helped a lot in the main fight against Zophar in the end. I hope I'm not doing spoilers for anyone. No, whatever, the game came out like 1994. It's like complaining about Titanic spoilers. So, all right. I think those are my favorite bosses. Okay, next question. Who is your favorite game character of all time? If they are not a protagonist, then who is your favorite protagonist? Let me see. Probably, let me see. I'm going back to Bright Friends and Musashi. Musashi is probably my favorite character, simply because he starts out as a total, complete smartass kid because of the situation he got forced into, and he kind of throughout the game he still remains a smartass, but he becomes a leveled off smartass, and he kind of matures a bit as the game progresses on because of what he goes through, the people he meets and rescues, and what he learns about everything. And so there's development with him, but he never loses his smartassness and badassery, even though he's like this super cute, tiny little warrior. It's adorable and it's funny. So He's pretty comedic, but then it's serious at the same time, and that's why I think he's my favorite protagonist character as far as that era goes. Okay, so backtracking. Yay or nay? Do you prefer Metroid it up with all the freedom to explore, or Super Mario it up by finishing a stage and never look indefinitely? I'm not even gonna finish the question because I know the answer. I'm gonna Metroid it up. I absolutely love like open world free exploration. I'm always, because even way back when, like before 2007, all these games, they had so many like hidden like Easter eggs and all this hidden content throughout the game that you could possibly miss if you just focus on beating the game and nothing else. Like, you'd be surprised how not so linear most of these games were. There's a lot of stuff that you can find, all these secrets, all this extra bonus stuff, all this stuff that can either improve your gameplay or just increase what you know about the game lore, and it's super cool. I'm not really a fan of like straight-laced games where you just play just to get from start to finish and that's it. That's never been my thing. I always want to know more. I always want to find more with these video games, especially retro games, because then even today there might be stuff that's in the games that I haven't found yet, and I played a lot of the games that I have very extensively to this day. So that is a fun as far as Metroided up. Okay, next question. Favorite genre? Platformer, RPG, adventure, etc. Definitely RPG, especially JRPGs. Those are the games that I started with when I first started playing video games when I was like, what, 3, 4 years old? Because I got into it to my cousins and they were playing JRPGs, so of course I got intrigued by it, and that's how I got into it, you know? So definitely an RPG fan. I guess it kind of ties along with adventure, but yeah, more so leaning to RPG. Okay, next question. Desert Island Gaming. You have a magical palm tree that generates electricity, has a TV screen, and a cartridge slot slash disc tray slash controllers for every console released prior to 2000. Wow. For an inexplicable plot relevant reason, you have three games with you and you have no idea how long you'll be stuck here. What games are they? So, I have to think about the games I've replayed the most. And the top three games that I replayed the most, like never get tired of, probably would have to be Legend of Dragoon, Final Fantasy Tactics, and Grandia 2? I think I play Grandia 2. Those are the top three games that come to mind. So if I had those games with me on that desert island, I would have no issue, no problem about getting bored. Like, I'll be entertained the whole way through. What if I'm just there for one day or 10 years? Who knows how long I'll be stuck there? I'll just be off the grid for however long with my favorite games with me. Next question. What game has the best musical score of all time in your opinion? What's your one favorite video game song of all time? You can't ask me that. I can't just have one favorite video game song. So the thing is, I have like two separate phones. Well, three, if you count my actual like running service phone. But I have two phones that have no service on them. I just use them just to store music on them. One's for real music, like today's music, and the other one is strictly like video game official soundtracks. And both of them probably have at least 1,000 songs on them. Because people that don't play video games don't realize this, but the music in video games is fucking sweet, just as good as movie soundtracks, if not better. And usually if I'm just in the mood to be put in like this fantasy world or a dragon fight or whatever, I listen to my video game phone music and it totally puts me in a headspace of reminiscing and thinking about these games that I like so much simply by listening to the music. So I don't know about one single song that I like the most. That's a very, very near impossible question for me. But as far as what game has the best musical score, let me see. What year did Final Fantasy VIII come out? I have to say that Final Fantasy VIII isn't my, it's not one of my favorite games, but the music in Final Fantasy VIII is pretty impressive, especially if you listen to their if you listen to their orchestraic soundtrack or their piano soundtrack. Those are pretty cool all tied together. I wouldn't mind having all three of those like actual like mint copy condition just to listen to on my own, because everything about their soundtrack is pretty sweet. And is there anything else? Let me think. Let me think for 2 seconds if there's any other games. Dating back from 2000. I don't know. There's a whole bunch. I just love video game music as a whole. That's a really hard question. That's a hard question, because there's so much music to like, even way back when. So I guess, yeah. I'm gonna go with, I feel like this isn't my top answer, but it's what I can think of right off the bat. So Final Fantasy VIII definitely has a really good soundtrack, in my opinion. So, let me see. Have you tried any of the new retro style games like Shovel Knight, Undertale, Stardew Valley, or something else? Give us a 30-second elevator pitch for why we should go buy this game right fucking now. Okay, so 30 seconds, I'm counting down in my head. So I'll talk about Stardew Valley. If you like Terraria, you'll fucking love Stardew Valley, because it's like farming, maintaining your own garden. There's absolutely nothing that you can neglect, because there is a penalty for neglecting your garden, neglecting your health, as well as your garden. You can sell what you grow for money, which you can use to buy armor, weapons, which you can use to go in a cave and fight shit to get some hardcore loot, and you can sell the loot or use the loot to craft other things, which will help you with your garden in the long run, and eventually escalate towards more towards the plot of the story. And you can fucking marry characters. You can fucking marry some of the characters in this fucking game. Oh no, I lost track of the timer. Okay, so there's fighting. You can fight shit. You can grow shit. You can marry shit. And you have to, it's one of those things where you gotta check out for yourself. But if you played Terraria, you'll probably know right off the bat what I'm talking about. It's like an entirely like farming combat combined. That's what I love about those like retro games. Okay, I'm pretty sure I went over 30 seconds for a Stardew Valley. Undertale, I mean, Undertale was, I liked Undertale. I liked the whole purpose behind it. I really wasn't a fan of how hardcore strict the fan base got with how they wanted you to play the game, because there's a lot of con there's a lot of fucking content in Undertale. And so it's like, it's one thing to, I think everyone should play it however they want the first round through the game, and after they play through the first round, whatever style they want, then they can replay and find all the extra shit, find all the other endings or whatever they couldn't find the first time around afterwards. That way they can appreciate all the effort and content that was put in the game in the first place. Because it's every time you think you found everything, there you find that there's more stuff that you didn't find the first time or the second time or the third time around. So I mean, it's not my favorite game ever as far as the new retro style games. So I definitely love Stardew Valley though. I highly recommend that. Okay, so next question. Video game character crushes. If you answer this question with there never were any, then you're a liar. I'm not even gonna try to lie, because to be honest, I probably fantasized about fucking more fictional characters than I have fantasized fucking real people. I developed so many crushes growing up, like so fucking many, especially to villains, antagonists. Like, let me see. This is gonna take forever. This is probably gonna like double the size of the fucking questionnaire. Let me see. I really liked. There was Zell from Final Fantasy. Zell, Irvine, Cypher, I think, from Final Fantasy VIII. There was, of course, a lot of girls had a crush on Sephiroth initially at the time. I don't like him as much now, but as a like a little like 6-year-old girl, yeah, I thought he was pretty badass. Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII, Vincent from Final Fantasy VII, Cid from Final Fantasy VII, Iyazu, and La actually, all three silver-haired men. Wait, we're talking about video games. I'm sorry. I'm sidetracking. I thought about Final Fantasy VII, and I kind of went on from there because there's so much extra shit from that game, you know. So I'll stick to the 2000 era. Well, I didn't get too sidetracked. Anyway, so there's a yeah. So there's the Final Fantasy characters. Oddly enough, I liked Emperor Palamecia from Final Fantasy II. Do not ask me why, but the original artwork of him kind of struck a chord in me, and then he appears in the opening scene of Final Fantasy II, and I thought he was kind of attractive back then. I have a big attraction towards, I might pronounce this wrong, but I really like androgynous characters. Like that was a thing, and I feel like I've seen a lot of those in video games, and usually they struck to me more so than the more masculine looking characters, you know? And so, Emperor Palamecia, Sephiroth, there is Seymour from Final Fantasy X. I don't know what, I think Final Fantasy X came out in year 2000. I hope so. If not, pardon me. Sorry, my cat is distracting me. He's trying to get my attention. There was what's his name? Freaking King Albert from Legend of Dragoon. Lloyd from Legend of Dragoon. There are so many freaking characters that I liked. What's his name? What's his fucking name? It's a guy from Legend of Legaia. I forgot his fucking name. Because it's been so long since I played it, and I just recently started replaying it, and I took a break, and now I forgot his fucking name. But if I stay in this question, we're gonna be here for like 2 hours. So I'm gonna try and keep the list to a minimal for now, and if I think of any more characters, I'll just regret it later, I guess. Oh, there was, in Final Fantasy II, what's his fucking name? Leo. I really liked Leo from Lunar 2. What did I say before? I said another game. I'm so distracted right now, I'm sorry. I really liked Leo from Lunar 2 as well. As far as retro games, those are all the crushes I can think of right off the bat. Anyway, I'm gonna move on before I just sit here and ramble. What's your most memorable or memory as it pertains to video games? Probably when I was at a sleepover at my cousin's house. I was 7 years old, and and it was actually really funny. That's why I remember it to this day. He was playing Final, I was watching him play Final Fantasy VII, and it was, of course, the trademark scene where Sephiroth kills Aerith or Eris, whatever you want to call her. And he got incredibly hysterically mad about that. Like, he had the biggest fanboy crush on Eris at the time, and when he saw that she was offed for the rest of the game, he lost his shit. Like, he was yelling, he was like beating the floor. I'm just sitting there like, dude, what's the big deal? And so he was so into the boss fight that followed that scene. You know, most of you might know what I'm talking about. But after he beat the boss and you like put Aerith to rest, it was like he was just so emotional after that. He's like he got so into that character on the first disc. Nonetheless, she doesn't even last that long, but I guess that was my first moment of realizing that you can get a real attachment to these fictional characters. And he was 14. I think he was 14 years old at the time, and I was like 6 or so, and. I eventually realized the same thing, how I was getting attached to these characters, and suddenly I kind of understood where he was coming from at that moment, because even I kind of felt that way internally. I never freaked out like he did, but I definitely felt it like deep in my core when a character got killed off, or something bad happened to a character, or something happened to where you can't play them anymore. Or they just get hurt or sick or whatever. I definitely feel that. And that was my first instance of realizing that could happen. So I'd say that was a memory, a very big memory as far as video games go. And last question. Do you own any rare and or valuable video games slash game memorabilia? What is it and what are they? As far as rare stuff, I have a lot of, well, not a lot. I have a couple art books, but they're like exclusively sold in Japan. I got an art book in Lunar for Lunar 1 and 2. I have one for Brave Fencer Musashi as well as this strategy guide. And excuse me. And let me see. I'm guessing as far as rare games go, I'm thinking about things that you would find on eBay that sell for like at least $100 now. And one of my birthday presents was a complete box set with Lunar 2. It comes with the game, it comes with the official soundtrack, the Lucia's pendant, these character like playing cards. It has a whole bunch of stuff in there. And I remember seeing the same thing when I was like 4 years old, and that's how I discovered the game. I bought it as a birthday present for my cousin when I was a child. At the time, it was only like $30, and I think now the same exact box set is like around like 200 or so on eBay or Amazon. It's pretty painful to your wallet, and I'm absolutely flattered that I got it as a birthday gift back in November. And I have a lot of, see, that's my thing. Nowadays, I'm pretty much recollecting all the games that I pretty much kind of tossed to the side or sold or traded as a kid. So everything PlayStation era, like there was Lunar 2, there was Grandia 2, I had a Dreamcast copy of that. There was like, let me think, Legend of Legaia, not Shadow Hearts, I don't think Shadow Hearts came out that early. Everything I sold, including there is Chrono Cross, Chrono Trigger, all a lot of the earlier Final Fantasy games, Saga Frontier. I have a whole bunch. Oh, my very first copy of Metal Gear Solid. I have to reclaim that because I really want to replay the first one. And I think that about covers for all of my rare stuff. I'm sure I have more. This is just everything that I can see around me right now, right off the bat, because I'm in my game room right now, so everything's right next to me as a reference to this questionnaire. But that is all of the questions for the questionnaire, and it definitely trained my brain to rethink about things, back during my early ages of gaming. And it's super cool. That's all I play nowadays. All I play is like retro games. I have a PlayStation 4 that I got like 3 months ago, and I have all the games that I want for the PS4. And I have yet to touch it. I haven't played it yet because I've been so busy playing all of my earlier games because I'm so into them and replaying them. But that's about it for this questionnaire, and I hope you guys enjoyed my answers, and I hope I didn't ramble too much, and I hope I stuck my answers to year 2000 and earlier. I tried my best with that. I might have stumbled a couple times, but I tried my best. But I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Until next time.